It's Wednesday, March 25th, and you're tuned in to the 10AB Podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show. We talk about all the cool things in the whole wide world. Welcome back to your social distancing entertainment weekly.
Yeah, we're still not distancing, but... I guess me and you aren't. But we're distancing in general.
Unfortunately, yes, we are distancing in general, and it's been distanced. Yeah, I got nothing.
Dude, mm-hmm. How do you deal?
Mm-hmm.
How do you deal with the well, you go to work, so that's a little different.
When you say I go to work, what do you mean?
You're working with someone else, I'm going to assume, most of the time.
No, I'm here.
Really?
I'm at home. I'm by myself.
Bro, that sucks.
Like, I have a lot of video conferencing calls.
How you dealing, buddy? How you dealing with the quarantine?
To be honest, as a natural-born introvert,
mm-hmm.
It's been great.
It's been fan-fucking-tastic.
Like, I can watch all the shows I want, playing the games I want to play. I can wake up and work out and do whatever I want to do. It actually hasn't been that bad. Except for, you know, when I want to see people.
Or do something.
Then it's bad.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, it's great. So, in conclusion, it's great except for the times when it's bad.
Awesome.
Yes. How's the distance intriguing you?
Mine has me questioning my own personality.
Oh, no!
Because I think I mentioned it last week where I'm just like, I think over the years of me like having... gotten more confident and like doing whatever stuff to improve my social life.
Mm-hmm.
I've somewhat become more of an extrovert in certain cases.
Mm.
And I think I mentioned this on the podcast before, but I always feel like introvertedness and extrovertedness is like a battery where like if you're an introvert, your battery gets drained by being an extrovert.
Yes.
And vice versa.
Yes.
Right. But your battery gets charged by being an introvert.
Yes.
And eventually there's a limit. Like, your battery is charged, and you want to go drain it. You want to go do something. Whereas your battery's empty, you want to recharge it, right?
It's like being horny, yes.
My battery is, like, at 300%.
Ooh.
I want to... I just want to go out and do something. Like, it's so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I can't. Again, it's the difference between, like, choosing to stay in and being told you have to.
Yeah.
And, like, don't get me wrong. I've been playing the video games.
Oh, I know you have.
But I haven't realized like how much my environment affects what I'm doing.
Like your mood?
Not just my mood, but also like my willingness to do things.
What do you mean?
Like study. Like, so I still have school. I have online class. And I still have assignments due. But I like... It's so much harder to focus at home than it is when I go to the library.
Right.
Right? Like, going to the library, it's like, I'm here to do a set thing, so I'm going to do it. And it puts me in the mindset of, like, do the thing.
Mm.
Right? Whereas when I'm at home, and it's just like, oh, I can do whatever I want.
Yeah.
Including not the thing I need to do.
No, absolutely.
Right? The distraction, like, the willpower is not there.
Yeah.
Right? When you're surrounded by all the distractions.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. It's, I don't know. It's like the first worldest of problems.
Yeah.
But it's definitely like, oh shit, like I have almost no willpower.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Like, I always put myself in the environment to allow me to do certain things rather than like, oh, I can just do it from anywhere. Right. Even working out, like I gotta go into a room in the house where there's nothing. Like, we're currently renovating one of the rooms in my place. Yeah. And then it's just like, oh, well, there's nothing here, so I'll just work out down here because there's no distractions.
Mm. Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, yeah. But hey, social distancing, we got to do it, I guess.
Sure. I guess. Ugh.
Yeah, we'll see what happens if we're here for the next, you know, year.
3 years.
Yeah, just in a basement.
Listen, this podcast's going to have hella content.
Uh-huh.
I'm telling you, man, it's the future of making money is in entertainment.
Is it?
We got to capitalize.
God, this sucks.
This is your job now.
No.
This is your job. Oh, fuck, I almost fell over my chair.
Don't say that.
This is your job now.
Okay. Well, Tell us all how social distancing is treating you. Yeah, you loving it?
Please, dear God, we need to talk to somebody. Yeah.
Listen, I've been video calling all my friends. It ain't the same.
It's not the same.
It ain't the same.
You ain't video call me. What the fuck?
You're in my house.
Whatever, man. I could have got a video call in between, too.
I don't need to video call you.
Whatever. Okay, whatever. I see how it is.
We're recording this fucking podcast.
I see how it is, Vince.
What the hell do you need a video call from me for?
No, just a bi-weekly checkup.
Listen, you want breakfast with me? Is that what you want? You want a wake-up video call?
Are you promising bacon?
No.
Damn it.
No. Yeah. You know. Having video calls for lunch. That's been a thing. It's been a thing. Yeah. That's life, man. You know, I've been facing a lot of weird sort of network issues with my phone. I think because of the whole, like, everyone's on their phone more now because of the staying constant.
You know that meme of, like, the monkey, like, looking the other way?
Yeah.
Or no, sorry. It's, No, so someone's sweating. I forget. Is it SpongeBob? I forget. There's like a meme of someone looking like very anxious.
Yeah.
And it was just the internet companies now that everyone's at home. Oh, yeah. They're like, oh, shit.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I've been reading like Netflix is defaulting to just standard def.
Yeah.
YouTube is down to standard def. Anyways, yeah, my phone, like, I found out a lot of my text messages weren't getting through anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Because like the networks or whatever. So I'm on WhatsApp. Maybe I got WhatsApp.
You got WhatsApp?
I'm on WhatsApp.
How are you using that basic ass messenger? What are you doing?
WhatsApp?
Yeah.
What am I supposed to be using?
You gotta be using that Kakao.
No, talk, no, buddy. No.
You gotta use Line. No. You gotta hit up that WeChat.
No, no.
You wanna make the dollars. You wanna make those Chinese connections.
No, I don't.
You gotta.
I really don't.
You gotta be on that WeChat.
I don't need the Chinese.
You gotta be using that Alipay.
Oh, no, that.
Now, that money.
That money.
That money, though.
A side note.
You gotta
I'm working with Alipay in my real world career. So.
See?
So maybe I won't say anything
just
more
about
that.
Just get in that Chinese network.
Okay, I'll do my best.
Yeah, get your face scanned by the local police.
That's all it is.
Get that credit.
Okay, I can do that. This, I can do.
I can be monitored by the Chinese government. I'm sure we all are.
But yeah, no, anyways, I'm on WhatsApp, and yo, WhatsApp is... It's interesting.
What do you mean, interesting?
I don't like how people can see when I read their messages.
Can't they do that on the iPhone?
You can turn it off.
Can you not turn it off on WhatsApp?
No.
Damn.
It's on.
Okay.
It's on. It's I forgot what that was like, because like, but then I remembered, oh, that's this shit's owned by Facebook, they do that thing too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, ah, okay, well, same with Instagram. Ah, okay, well,
yeah,
yeah, that's,
yeah, happens with Kakao, happens with Line.
Yeah, I can see when people left me on red.
Kakao's is weird.
Is it?
Because when you send a message, it'll have the number one beside it, but or it'll have the number by how many people are in the chat other than you.
Okay.
Right. So if you're in a group chat of three people, it'll have a two next to it.
Yeah.
And as people read it, the number goes down.
Oh.
It doesn't just say read or read by these people. Ooh. It's just like it counts down.
Oh, that's weird.
It is weird.
Okay. Okay.
Yo, but seriously, you got to get Line or Kakao because WhatsApp is fucking lame. You know why?
Because
it don't have stickers, baby.
Yeah, it does.
It don't have good stickers.
You got to download the stickers.
It doesn't have good stickers.
You
got
to download the stickers.
You
got
to get those Line stickers. You want, yo, Line? I got initial D stickers.
Here's what I'm saying though. I don't use those shit. I'm just using emojis.
Are you using full punctuation?
No.
Proper spelling, proper capitalization.
I'm just using regular emoji. Smiley face, cry face, mischievous sweating with the eggplant shit.
Wow, that's for work?
For whatever, man.
Hey boss, got that work done, eggplant sweat emoji.
Throw a little peach bottom in there.
Oh my god.
Yeah, you know how it's done.
I got a question for you.
Hit me.
For texting etiquette.
Oh boy.
We're talking about this in my communications class.
Okay.
Do you think that people who use full punctuation or proper spelling or no short forms, no emojis, like just proper text, do you think they come off as like angry or serious or...
No.
No?
No.
Okay, interesting. I think this is like an our age type thing then.
I think like it's actually really hard to text not proper grammar, I find.
So I was discussing this in my communications class before school shut down, and it was like people who are like 18 now, so like 10 years younger than us, they're on the camp of if someone sends them like full punctuation, full proper sentences, no short forms, no emojis, like it feels like they're in trouble. Or they're or like they're mad, like that person's mad at you.
Really?
Yeah, it's like a negative connotation.
Oh.
It's really weird.
No. But then like I don't read into text messages like that.
You just read a text
message? I rely 100% on the whole like, did you add an LOL? Where's the emoji telling me if this is supposed to be sarcastic?
Okay, that's fair.
But like when it comes to short form and stuff, I find it so hard to be super slang now. Because autocorrect is so aggressive.
It's very aggressive.
It's like impossible to get away from it.
You know what you got
to
do?
What?
Turn it off.
No.
That's hard mode.
I can't.
That's texting hard mode.
I can't do that.
What are you talking about?
No.
Just pretend you don't know how to spell.
No, do you know why I like autocorrect?
Why?
Because then I can use the swiped text.
You can still do that. Oh, can you not do that with autocorrect?
No, because then it won't correct
it's your... It's faster to double hit it anyways.
Is it?
Yeah. That's what I do. I never swipe text.
You've never... Oh, man.
I used to use it a lot, but I was like, man, it's so much faster to just use both my thumbs.
It depends on the word. Actually, it depends on the situation. If I'm running, it's easier for me to swipe.
You're texting while running?
Yeah, baby.
If I'm doing any sort of exercise, the phone is locked away.
You're weak.
It's just me and my iPod Touch. Sorry, my iPod Classic.
What's this fucking bitch over here?
It's me and my iPod Classic with the wired headphones.
Well, actually, you know what? That's a lie. Ever since I got my AirPods, the Pro ones, now I just shout at my text messages.
Hey!
And it replies.
You're my mom. She's you're a 60-year-old lady.
Just what are you talking
yelling
about?
Into her phone.
I'm not yelling into my
Pick
phone.
Pick up the bagels.
I'm not picking up my phone though. They come in, the text gets read to me, then it says, "Would you like to reply?" And I say yes. And then I reply.
Man,
and it's fucking magic.
It's kind of insane like how opposite we are in this sense, because I have turned off all voice recognition from my phone.
Why?
Because it's creepy.
You think that's creepy?
Yeah.
You're crazy.
It's a little creepy.
You're crazy. You think it's weird that your computer's reading to you?
I think it's weird that the computer can take my voice and then parse it into text.
But what's wrong with that? Your computer's been doing it for years.
In data that they can collect.
That's been doing it for years.
You know, probably, but it makes me feel better when I turn it off.
I feel like if you live in today's society and you have any piece of technology, that's just part of life you have to accept. Your data is getting collected.
But I don't have to make it easy. I can make it hard for
you. It doesn't matter.
It does matter.
No, because you know how it is. It doesn't matter if you put two or three locks on your door. If the robber wants to get in, they're getting in.
Now with these locks, baby.
Oh god.
I got my cookies to auto clear as soon as I close the browser.
Okay, easy there, alarm force.
Alarm force.
Anyways, we've gone off tangent. Let us
Why do I know that jingle?
Let's just find a question to chew on.
Fuck you, alarm force. Why do I know that jingle?
Paul Chew writes in. Did you guys used to change your character names in your video games? If so, when did you stop doing it? Were there specific types of games, sports games, RPG, etc., where you did this to increase the immersion into the game? When I was in college, I had roommates who used to do this. One would put himself on the team when we played NHL. The other changed all the names in FF7.
Damn. He changed all of the names.
Okay, I got a story.
Go.
So my first major RPG that I remember playing, like that wasn't Pokemon, was Final Fantasy VII.
Mm-hmm.
And for that game, I kept all the names that they had listed there. But because I liked that game so much, when it came to every other Final Fantasy game I played, I used all the Final Fantasy VII characters.
Oh, wow.
So, yes, I had Cloud in every Final
Fantasy. So you're playing 9, your favorite Final Fantasy.
It wasn't Zidane.
And you named him Cloud.
It was Cloud.
Oh, my God.
You know the part where they say Princess Alexandria?
Yeah.
Change me to Dagger, that became Tifa.
Oh my god.
But then it came to ones where I was like, well, what am I gonna name Steiner's the Knight.
Mm-hmm.
So what the fuck do I name this guy?
Red 13.
No, so I was like, at that point I was like, you could just be Jack.
Jack? Jack? What am I, Tekken?
I remember one of my customers was like, "Why the fuck did you name him Jack?
I don't know.
Because 9 has a guy with like red hair that are dreads.
Yeah.
He was red 13.
Mm-hmm. Okay, okay.
But yeah, anyways, yeah. The Steiner was the one I changed to Jack, and I was like, yeah.
You do it. That's cool. That's Jack. That's fucking rad.
Jack.
There's some Jack listening now. He's like, hey, jerks.
But when it comes to other games, yeah. Well, here's the thing, Paul. I always play as a girl, so I'm never changing it to my name.
You're not taming it to Vincenza or whatever?
No, I always have some sort of girl's name.
Okay.
All the time.
Do you have like a set one?
No, it's just whatever I'm feeling at the moment. Like, I know like when I have a character, like, what was my character's name in Monster Hunter?
Ava.
Ava, like, that's just kind of out of nowhere.
But also, like, that's the interesting one too, because like me and you have had, I think we've had the same name since like Tri.
Oh, you're right. Okay. Right?
Like, we have like a canonical through line for all true. The Monster Hunter games.
We do make the same character in every Monster Hunter game. Okay, that's true. Yeah, okay. Right. But yeah, in other games, like, I'll switch it up. Like, I can't think of anything right now, but I know I always pick just like a random girl's name. Because mm-hmm. I always, or in the event where I can make a girl.
You have girlnamegenerator.com and then.
More or less. All right. Yes, yes. Something like that. But yeah, no, I don't think I've ever played a game where I've actually used my name.
Okay. I always used Falco.
Oh, yes, yeah. Yes, yes.
Oh, wait. Special delivery. Uber Eats. Oh, no. You got print? Paper? Oh, that was cookies.
That's it.
You want your cookies? No, get them later.
Yeah.
So my whole thing was like, I named it Falco, right? And that was because I played Star Fox, and Falco was cool, and also was really close to my last name, right? And I only had to take out a bunch of letters, and then I had it.
Yeah.
So I kept that for a while, but then I got really hooked on GoldenEye.
Yeah.
So for a long time, everything that I could customize my name in was 007.
Wow.
Was 007.
Wow.
Like, when I beat Ocarina of Time, it was like, thank you, 007. For saving Hyrule. Stupid. Actually, it lasted. There's a couple times where I brought it back. Like the first time I played Final Fantasy X, Titus was 007. Yeah. And I lost my memory card, and it was after I had saw that stupid laugh scene. I'm like, he does not deserve this. He does not deserve this name. But yeah, I think to this day, like my file on Ocarina of Time is 007.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think even in Majora's Mask I did it. I'm not sure.
And MJ's Mask.
Eh? But there was a time eventually where if it's a JRPG with set names, I just keep the names now. Like,
yeah, same.
I used to do it in like original Pokemon when I was a kid, and like change the name to like Tony or Anthony, whatever would fit. And I would name the character the rival just like something stupid like Butt.
Yeah.
Or Dick or whatever.
Yeah.
And then I think after, I want to say, like, as soon, when I got to, like, the PS, like, late PS2, early PS3, I just kind of stopped. Mm. Like, the adding of the name didn't really affect my immersion anymore. So, I was looking at games on more of a technical level, rather than, I want to be immersed in this situation.
I see.
Right, because I'd played so many. So, yeah, it's a fun memory. But it's not something I do anymore.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't really.
But 007 is the true savior of Hyrule, man. Why do you think he was so good at the slingshot game?
Wow. Really?
That's how I got that big slingshot bet, or the big quiver for arrows at Adult Link.
The one I still have trouble with is like when it's like an MMO. It's like, do I use my username?
Oh, that one's always so hard.
Or do I use like a fake character name?
I'm right. Really bad at coming up with names.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, I don't know what name to use. That's why I just don't play.
I think I named my Final Fantasy 14 character Gwendolyn Giovanna. Yeah.
Wow.
Because at the time I was playing the Odin Sphere remake.
Yeah.
And I really liked Gwendolyn. And then I was reading through part five of JoJo.
Yes.
And I really liked Giorno.
Mm.
So I was just like, fuck it.
Wow. It's a great story.
Yeah, it's not. That's the thing. Like now I think my names that I generate now are worse than they were when I was a kid.
You think so?
I think 007 Link is way cooler than Quantum and Giovanna.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
But I think the one I like the most is, yeah, my Monster Hunter name. But that I just stole from Air Gear. Like, damn.
Oh, well. So you're a thief.
I'm a thief, 100%. Well, you know when you play Link's Awakening and you can, like, walk around the guy?
Yeah?
Yeah, that's me. I'm a thief.
Okay.
Yeah, that was my name in Awakening was Thief because I would just steal everything.
Oh, and that's right. That's what they called you.
They changed your name permanently to Thief.
Yeah, that sucked.
Did it though? I got free shit.
Did you?
Yeah, you just had to die once.
Okay, that's great. Thank you for writing in, Paul.
Yeah, thanks.
Time for our picks of the week.
Mm-hmm.
I only got one. Yo, guess who's back?
Back? Is it Shady? Is Shady back? Tell a friend.
No.
No. Okay.
No, it's the Shinigami.
The Shinigami?
Shinigami are back.
The Bleach?
The Bleaches are back, damn. Baby.
Okay.
They're coming back to do anime one more time.
I heard it's because they want to do the final arc.
It is.
Dude, that arc is fucking bonk. Did you read it?
No, I stopped after Aizen.
You stopped at the correct
ending. I stopped at the correct ending.
He lost his powers. It was the whole thing.
Yes. I was like, oh, this is a good ending.
You stopped at the perfect, perfect stop.
And then I remember like when it kept going, like, oh, he's getting it back. Fuck that. I'm out.
Yep. That's right. You know, you did it. That's the correct ending.
But yes, he is. The Bleach is coming back.
But now I get to see the real ending.
It's the Thousand Year Blood arc.
Is that the Quincy War? Is that it? Is that what it was? I thought it was the Quincy War. No, I think this
one's War is before it, I think.
Yeah, the Quincy War is before, because they did the Quincy War. The Thousand Year Blood War is the last arc in the manga. Anyway,
yeah, where they face all the Stern Ritters. Isn't that it?
It's coming. 2021. Y'all jump back in and see what happens.
I already read it.
But
it's fucking rat.
You can now watch it.
I guess. I can watch all the YouTube highlight videos, Espanol, English subs.
Yes. That is a thing you can choose to do.
I guess.
Yes, if that is what you choose to do with. Okay. That's all I got.
Okay. I got a couple. One is Granblue Fantasy. So Granblue Fantasy fighting game versus... They are getting a new DLC character. I haven't talked about any of the previous DLC characters because they weren't that cool.
Yeah.
But this one, Soriz, fucking rad as shit. Buff grandpa. And through the power of his muscles, he flexes. When he does a super move, he flexes his clothes off to get more powerful. That's all I really want to say about that.
Okay.
I have the game. I have not played it yet. Hopefully I'll play it for next week and I'll talk about it. But man. That I saw that character and I was like, I should buy some DLC.
Wow. You are so easily convinced.
I am so easily convinced. I have an archetype of fighting game characters I want to play.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. And it's just buff dudes who punch things.
Yes. Yes.
Let me tell you about Set in League of Legends. the other one is Steam related because of COVID-19 and everyone's social distancing.
Yeah.
Steam hit a new record in terms of concurrent users at 22 million concurrent users over the weekend.
That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people playing video games. What the fuck?
It's actually lower than I thought it would be.
I thought it's higher than I thought it would be because it's PC gaming.
Yeah, but how many people are there in the world?
But how many people are PC gaming?
I thought it's a master race. I thought like PC gaming.
I thought that was a master race because it's a bunch of people being like, hey, consoles are suck, man.
But I thought
get graphics cards. I thought
PC games were like at an all-time high. It's never been easier to be a PC gamer. It's never been easier to shove a graphics card into a box.
You know what's even easier than doing that?
Oh, I know. I live this life.
Buying the box and it runs.
That's the life I choose to live, Anthony.
It's the life I also choose to live.
No, you bought the PC.
I live both lives. I live a double life.
No, you cannot.
I live a double
life. You must choose.
You must pick one. You must forfeit your Steam library.
I guess Steam doesn't count all the people playing like League or Path or...
No, Path is on Steam.
Or Overwatch.
Or StarCraft. You can add non-Steam games to Steam.
Oh, can you?
But it's just a shortcut. So what it does is that it adds the shortcut to Steam, and then you get the Steam overlay.
Does it count that you're on Steam?
I think it counts as you playing a game. I don't know if it tells you what game you're playing, because I don't use it like that.
Because I forgot about that. Like, yes, if half the world is playing League and that's not on Steam, then what's...
It is not on Steam, you're correct.
Then there's that. There's my disparity in numbers.
You know what's on Steam, though?
What?
Counter-Strike Go.
Ooh.
Tons of people are playing that shit. Are they? And not even to play the game. They're just playing it to fucking do skin gambling.
That's the real game.
Yeah, that's the real game.
What are you talking about?
The skin stocks. Let me tell my sweet butterfly knives.
Fuck, the knife skins,
man. The knife skin game is next level. Going back to fighting games for a little bit, this one is just a quick one I'll mention. I won't go through it. But there is a great article on Polygon that I read through, written by David Cabrera. He has a whole opinion piece on netcode is killing many of your favorite fighting games. That is the headline. And the whole thing is like, hey, like, netcode is important. And if you want, with arcades being gone for a long time in America, and they're kind of leaving in Korea, they're still strong in Japan.
Oh, yeah.
But if you want your favorite fighting games to have a lasting appeal and a lasting lifetime, you need good netcode. And it goes like really deep into depth of like why this matters. They have like GIF examples of what dropped frames looks like and stuff like that. The importance of this new technology, or not really new, but newish, called rollback netcode. And it's really interesting just to see someone who's like way into the scene kind of go off and be like, hey, if fighting games can last longer, and it's actually beneficial for companies if they actually invest in this netcode. It's a very technical article, but I really enjoyed it. So recommended. After that, remember Stalker?
Sort of.
The game set in Chernobyl.
Okay.
And it was like super hardcore survival.
Yes.
It's coming back, baby.
Okay.
Stalker 2.
Stalk me again.
That's it. They released was it a Ukraine developer? Yeah, Ukrainian developer. They put up a screenshot on Twitter of a new anomaly just kind of hanging out in the field.
Okay.
And you know what? I'm fucking down, because the last Stalker was 13 years ago.
Was it that long?
Yeah. It came around the same time as the last Half-Life game.
Oh, I thought it was more recent, but yep. Yeah, you're right. Okay.
The original, or I think the original was 3 years ago, or 13 years ago. And then they released like Clear Sky and whatever. They released some sequels.
Yeah.
But this one's like a proper sequel.
Okay.
The other ones were kind of like expansions. So yeah, they're going to bring out more info this year, but they're saying that, yeah, man, new Stalker is in the works, and I'm pretty fucking excited. If you guys have ever played, like the people listening, if you've ever played, what's it called? What's that new? Oh, Escape from Tarkov. This is like Escape from Tarkov before Escape from Tarkov.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as hardcore as that, but it was like the closest thing to it. It was survival sim. Mm. You need to buy bullets with other bullets. You needed just like all your survival skills to the max. Like, any enemy had the threat of just murking you.
Yeah.
So it was really tense, really fun. The whole world is cool. And there's a lot of weird, like, nuclear fallout horror stuff. So I recommend those games. And then the last one I have is that Sony is clarifying their stance, or what they said on backwards compatibility for the PS5.
Oh, yeah.
So on Wednesday, they had that Road to the PS5 event.
Yeah.
And Mark Cerny said that almost all of the top 100 most played PS4 games will be compatible with next generation at launch. Yeah.
I remember this, yes.
Yeah. And so everyone was kind of like, cool, I guess. That's not awesome. Yeah. But Sony has come out and they said, we are confident that the majority, what was the exact quote? Let me find it. We believe that the overwhelming majority of the 4,000 plus PS4 titles will be playable on PS5, said Hideki Nishino,
Okay.
On the PlayStation blog. So people are saying that maybe the top 100 is like how development's going, and that with the way they're at the rate they're making it, they will get the majority of them.
So I don't quite understand, why is it not just all of them?
That's the thing I'm wondering too, because like as far as I know, PS4 is just PC architecture.
Right? Yeah.
And unless it has to do something with the OS, like maybe there's some way that the games interact with the PS4 operating system that won't be compatible on the PS5. I don't know.
Okay.
They didn't really get into technical detail.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. Like, with big boy consoles getting closer and closer to PC in terms of how their architecture works, I don't understand why it just can't work, right? Other than OS operating issues. Because, like, even now, like, you can't run certain games on XP, right? Yeah. Even though we all want to, because XP is the ultimate operating system, right? But, yeah, like, in some old games can't work on new stuff. Like, I can't go play my fucking floppy disk version of Mickey Teaches Typing on Windows 10.
Yeah, it's just, yeah, it's just so weird.
It is weird. Yeah, you're 100% right. Yeah. But hopefully they'll give more information later, and then just can pack away that anniversary PS4. And let it appreciate in value forever. Yeah. Appreciate in value forever.
Okay, I'll sell mine.
I said appreciate in value. But yeah, so that's it. That's it for me.
Cool.
Those are my picks.
Coolio.
You want to go into your week? Do you have anything you're doing?
Yeah, I did some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I finished Love is Blind.
Again?
Did I finish it last week?
I thought you finished it last week.
All right. Well, yeah. So that's that. I finished that.
Oh, right? I thought you watched it twice. I was no. What the fuck?
That is great. Okay, yeah. I finished that. I started playing video games.
Mm-hmm. I'm so proud of you.
But I forget what I played.
What?
What? I played a couple different things, and I was just like, what am I playing again?
What the fuck?
Yeah. So, I'm not going to talk about video games.
You can look over, like, what? Did you play Overwatch?
Maybe.
Wow, you just really forgot. That's nutty.
I know.
I was very proud of you.
I know that I put in different discs and watched it go, must download update, and then I would put in a different disc. And
then it would say, welcome to gaming, Vince.
And then I was like, oh, okay, I'll go to sleep. So I did that a couple nights. But I watched all of season 2 of Altered Carbon.
Oh, yeah. This is the trashy sci-fi you said you love.
Love it. So good. So good.
So what does season 2 have that season 1 does not?
Anthony Mackie.
Who?
The Falcon.
Oh, my God.
He is the main character.
Okay.
So if you remember, Altered Carbon is the show that takes place in the future, but they've created these things called stacks.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, they've transferred your mind into a chip that resides in your spinal column.
Okay.
And so there's death and real death. If you die, your body dies, but you can put that stack into another body.
Mm-hmm.
Assuming you're rich enough. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, they just put you on ice and then they just leave you there.
Some in-time shit.
Yes.
All right.
And then they'll pull you out if they need you for some whatever reason.
Okay.
The main character in the last season, it turned out the body that he was in for the whole season, he knew it wasn't his, but the story basically ties it in saying that, like, oh, the partner that he befriended through the whole season,
mm-hmm.
it turns out the body that he's in was her husband. And so at the end of the series, he gives her the body back, and they find his stack and put it in. And our hero finds another body.
Okay.
And so, like, the season opens up, and our protagonist is in a Asian drag singing girl.
Sorry, follow-up question.
Mm.
Where do they find these bodies? Where do they get the excess bodies? Because it sounds like you only get rid of your body if you die. And if you die, I assume that body's useless.
Mm.
So are people just like, I don't want this body, find me another one?
You can either...
Are they synthesizing their own body? Are they 3D printing bodies?
Is more or less.
Okay.
More or less.
All right.
There is laws in place that you cannot walk around in duplicates of bodies.
Cybernetic enhancements.
But you can have that.
Okay.
So the body he ends up with in this is Anthony Mackie's actor body.
Yes.
But it's military spec.
Oh, military spec Anthony Mackie. All right.
So, of course, he's jacked.
I got to look up what he looks like.
He just looks like Anthony Mackie.
Really?
Yeah, but he's just super strength. He has regenerative healing. So he's Captain America.
Okay.
But he has augmented weapon systems. As in, he puts out his hand and guns come to him.
Interesting.
But yeah, so... That's where it starts off. Basically, it's all about saving the world and stuff on the galaxy, all wrapped up in wicked sci-fi. I really enjoyed it. Mm. It's cool. It's if you like the first season, you'll love the second season because it delves more into like the bigger picture stuff, like the what really happened in the past 300 years ago when our main character originally died.
What did happen?
You have to watch to find out.
Fuck.
Okay.
All right, I guess.
Basically, he's on a fucking resistance mission to rid the world of Stax and implement real death again.
Oh, permadeath.
Yes.
He's trying bringing back permadeath.
He's part of the whole resistance that is like, I don't believe in the fact that you can just keep living on forever. I'm bringing back real death.
I'm bringing back real death. That's funny.
Yeah, so it's good. It's good. I really liked it. Watching some K-dramas.
Okay.
Memoirs of Alan Barra or Memories of
Alan Barra. You know, watching Crash Landing on You.
So I watched the first episode of that.
Yes.
And I do want to continue.
Okay.
But I had a friend who's like, what the fuck, Vince? You told me you'd watch this other one since Thanksgiving. And I'm like, okay.
Which one is this?
Memories
of Alan one. Barra. Is that the anime, the video game one?
That's the video game one. So all right. I'll finish that shit first.
I think I watched one episode of that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah. But yeah, so I'll do that. Otherwise, I went for a hike and stuff. It was quiet out there.
Exercising in the COVID landscape?
It's pretty the same, to be honest.
I'm going to chalk that up to, I don't think a lot of people were working out to begin with.
Yeah, like, I get it. It's still kind of cold, so people aren't going to be outside.
Mm-hmm.
But no, like it was about as empty as usual.
Okay.
So yeah, it wasn't an issue. There's no one on the trails.
Mm-hmm.
Running's the same, you know. Maybe there's slightly less cars. Cycling's been the same.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, it's no differences here. But that's been my life.
Cool.
Yeah, nothing else to update.
I've been playing hella video games.
Have you now?
I have. I'm playing League still.
What?
Oh, yeah, baby.
What?
But I have drastically cut down on the amount of League I have been playing.
Okay.
By only duoing.
Okay.
So now I can't solo anymore, dude. It, like, now that I've gotten used to playing with somebody who, like, knows the game and is at a similar skill level as me, it is night and day between playing with randoms and playing in a duo.
Okay.
Because... if I play in a duo, at least one person on the team I know isn't going to throw it on purpose.
Okay.
Right? And in solo, I've been playing a lot of jungle again. And even though I feed a lane like X many kills, the ELO I'm at or the ranking I'm at, they're still bad enough to take that lead and just throw it the fuck out the window. So,
sounds good.
I went on I don't know if I talked about this last week. I went on like an 8-game loss streak.
You won 8?
Yeah, and then, but I'm finally fixing my MMR, so I'm like working around, like I'm getting more points for my wins and I'm losing less points for my losses. So I'm getting back to that even point, but baby, I can't play solo anymore.
That's a shame.
Yeah. A lot of it is mainly because the characters I'm good with, they're not carry characters. All the characters I like playing are tanks.
Oh,
There's your problem.
They're not the ones doing the damage. They're the ones setting up the plays. And yes. If other people aren't capitalizing properly on the plays, then I can't do anything. Like I can tank all five characters for a minute. If they don't kill anybody, then we lose. So wow.
Get good.
I guess. Sure. So yeah, but other than that, me and producer TJ, we've been playing Monster Hunter World.
You guys have, yes.
We did the Safi Jiva.
There was an update this week, right?
And then the update that happened maybe yesterday or 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Of Raging Brachydios and Furious Rajan.
Oh, that's what the update was?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, that was the other thing I forgot my pick. It was like they're doing the other title update is Alatreon.
Yes, because I thought that's what the update was.
No, so that's the May update. That's the May update.
Because I saw that on my YouTube feed, and I was like, that looks fucking cool.
He's a very cool monster, but I don't know if you remember.
Oh, I remember. I could never beat him.
Yeah, he's bullshit.
Yeah.
And imagine breaking his horns. Fuck that.
He's the one who used all the elements, right?
Oh, all of the elements.
Yeah. He was a dick.
Oh, I'll just eat for element resist. Fuck you. I don't care. He's an asshole. But the Safi Jiva hunt is the new raid. So if you remember Kul of Torath from the first game, how he was like a siege.
Yeah.
And the whole server had to help beat him. This is what Safi Jiva is. Mm. He's the adult version of Xenojiva.
Mm.
As there's three stages to it. And yeah, you got to work together to beat the monster. With this comes new weapons. And so there's a new Safi Jiva armor set. It gives you like its own unique skill where like when you attack, you lose health. But if you constantly attack, you instead gain it back.
Ooh.
Yeah. So if you just go full offense forever, you just regen health instead of losing it.
Do weapons that have more hits per second have an advantage?
I think it's calculated based on damage.
Oh, okay.
Rather than... Yeah, like
so. Like I can. So like, if I have like that great sword with the, punish draw?
Yeah, punish draw.
Yeah,
yeah. It might like you might on the first attack you might lose some health, but on the second attack you're probably
gonna. Okay.
So it you do want to pick a weapon where you're attacking more with it.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't recommend a great sword, but it doesn't have to be dual blades, right? It can be lance. It can be long sword. It can be charge blade. It can be whatever.
Okay. Have you switched to the longsword yet?
So I've been playing a multitude of different weapons.
Okay.
So I'll explain the Safi Jiva weapons because these are cool. So when you do the raid, you finish it, you beat them, you get your choice from a list that is randomly dropped of Safi Jiva weapons. And he has a weapon for every type. Every type has an element of every type of element. Or status ailment. Mm. So you can get, if you want a paralysis switch axe, you can get that. If you want the fire dual blades of Safi Jiva, you can get that. But you have to get the drop. They make it easier by whatever weapon you finish the raid with, there will at least be, I think, two or three weapons of that type in the list.
That's nice.
So it makes it a little bit easier. But with those Safi Jiva weapons, they're all, other than the attack and the element, they're all blank slates. And what I mean by that is they have a unique system where you use this thing called Dracolite. And you can upgrade the weapon to unlock its hidden potential. And there's five slots. And in those five slots, you can fill it up with more sharpness, more attack damage, more affinity.
Yeah, I remember this. Yeah.
Set bonuses.
Yeah.
So this weapon gives me one piece of the Rathalos set. So when I do it on the armor, I need one less piece of armor to get the set bonus and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool. I got the Safi Jiva Blast Longsword to replace my last Blast Longsword.
Yeah.
And dude, I have so much purple sharpness. Like, I think I need to sharpen once in a fight.
Oh, that's good.
It's awesome. And it has like, if I eat for attack damage, I have over 1,000 attack without any of the buffs.
Oh, nice.
It's very good.
Huh.
The other one is I switched over to Sword and Shield.
Because
I went to the Sword and Board, baby.
That's a fun weapon.
Because they upgraded it. They gave it a huge buff. in terms of the perfect rush.
So really?
So they upgraded the damage exponentially on the perfect rush.
Is it still pretty tough to hit?
No, so like after a while, I got the timing down.
Okay.
So I don't know if they changed the timing or what, but yeah. I think maybe just like being in the action, I got it down after some practice. But dude, if you weaken a part, I want to say every part of the perfect rush does a minimum of 150 damage.
Whoa.
And like the final attack, I'm doing upwards of 300.
That's amazing.
It's nuts. And then I didn't know that like the step back, you can like charge it up and then I didn't know that. So,
what?
Yeah. So I've been playing this weapon and it's so much fun. And I made a whole status ailment set.
So have you done the just run off walls to mount?
Oh,
instantly?
I haven't done that. No. Oh. I've jumped up ledges. That's fun. But yeah, so what I've been doing with that is I made a poison set and I got all of the elements all the status ailments that I wanted from Safi Jiva. So sleep paralysis and poison sword and boards. But right now the only issue is that getting the Dracolite to upgrade all those swords is expensive.
I see.
And then after that, we did Raging Bracadios. This guy fucking sucks. If you remember him from Monster Hunter, was it like when did he first appear? Like Freedom Unite? No, it wasn't Freedom Unite. Four Ultimate.
Was it four?
Was it Generations? Generation. I know he's in Generations Ultimate.
It's in four. He appeared in four.
Yeah. So he appeared in four. But he's somehow even more of a pain in the ass. So on a regular Bracadios, he has his slime, and if he hits you with it, he slimes you.
Yep.
Right? Does all that stuff. But in this one, if you attack the parts of his body that have slime on it, they'll just drop slime or randomly explode while you're attacking it.
That sounds like shit.
It sounds like shit. You are correct. And he's just like so much more violent. He's like as aggressive as a Rajang. Like he's just fucking flying around. So you fight him in the Guiding Lands and he has like three stages. He like starts off in like the forest / the desert and he works his way down into like the volcano area. The final stage is super fucked because once you get into the final stage in this final area, it's always the same area. A, you cannot trap him because you are not allowed to put traps on the ground.
Okay.
B, he yells, does some ground punchy shit, and he blocks off all the exits.
Oh.
So once you're in it, it's the Thunderdome, baby. You cannot run away, and you cannot Farcaster. You just can't leave. Wow. You can go in, but no one can leave.
Wow.
And then the last one is that he has moves that are arena-wide, where he will punch the ground, throw slime everywhere. He goes nuts. But the slime in this case is a little bit special. So when you walk through it, you don't get Blast Blight.
Yeah.
Instead, you take tick damage of burn.
Oh.
But what happens afterwards is that he'll like go so enraged and he'll blow up all the slime that's all around the arena. And sometimes it's covering like 70% of the area.
Oh, that sucks.
So you just have to position yourself in a way where you're not going to get fucking smoked.
Can you block it?
I don't know, TJ. Can you block the... You know his, like, angry slime when he's in the final area? Can you block that?
Like
the
explosion? Could you, like, lance guard that?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
So you can lance guard it and do... Maybe guard point it.
Yeah. Ooh, you can guard... Okay.
If you want to be fancy about it.
Okay.
But what I've been doing with that is because TJ has... always the most damage with his fucking shelling gun lance. It's insane. I went back to Hunting Horn.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize that in this game, there's an encore song. So after you play a song or you play a series of songs in a row, you can press the play the song button again at like on a certain timing and you'll do another spin and you play all the songs at once to get the secondary buff.
Yep.
I didn't know that.
Ooh.
So what I've been doing is I've been...
Doing it twice.
Playing each song twice.
What are you doing?
Playing like a fucking noob, apparently.
Yeah.
Because holy shit, it has changed the game. Like, the Hunting Horn is so much more effective now that I know this.
Yes.
You've
been playing this game how long?
I've been playing it for over 350 hours. And I just...
You disappoint me!
This is what I get for skipping tutorials.
Oh my god.
Yeah. So that's super fun. I farmed the shit out of him. I have his full armor set. It's crazy strong. And it's made me to build the cluster, not the cluster bomb, the sticky ammo heavy bow gun.
Okay.
And dude, it does KO damage.
Whoa.
So with the Bracadillo set,
yeah,
you get Agitator like level 7. It has a limit break on it. So Agitator is whatever. What really matters is it Slugger? I forget the thing it gives you. It gives you another bonus. I think it's Slugger. And I think my shots do like 50% more KO damage now.
Oh, wow.
So in matches, I'm just KOing fools left and right. Oh, at nice. Range.
Nice.
It's super messed up.
Nice. That sounds good.
It's very good. It's too good. It's kind of the issue I had with the spread bowgun. Remember when I was like, this is so efficient that I don't want to play it anymore.
The spread bowgun.
Right. So, I don't know. I'm having a lot of fun with the longsword and sword and shield. So maybe I'll stick with that because it keeps my interest in the game. But yeah, dude, bowguns are fucking busted. I was in a Safi Jiva raid. And you know, like, Quill of Torath, you're supposed to beat them over multiple raids. We were doing Safi Jiva. I had Japanese players, so I was destined to win. But every of them had the Aqua Shot Safi Jiva light bowgun.
Oh, wow.
And he's weak to water.
Mm.
We beat him. We beat the raid boss in one run.
Wow.
Because they're so fucking efficient. Wow. It was them just pelting him with water shots and sticky bombs, and then me poisoning him every chance I could. And yeah, he went down in one raid.
Wow.
It was super fucked. Wow. I've never had that happen.
That's good.
I think they need to nerf the bow guns.
Again?
They're a little strong.
Again?
Just a tad. Just a little. Well, they nerfed slicing ammo. That's what they nerfed.
That was the greatest.
That was the best. Cut tails from afar. That's so stupid.
That was the best. Slicing ammo.
To the old days. Slicing ammo. To the old days.
I remember that being like, what the fuck?
I don't even have to do it. I'm just going to watch these guys do slicing ammo all day.
The first time I saw that, I was like, what?
This is stupid. So yeah, it's cool. I'm excited for Alatreon, but yeah, the new monsters have kind of made me want to play more.
That's good.
And the things I've realized that I need now are all Guiding Land stuff.
Mm.
Like I need Tempered Rajang, which I can only get in the Guiding Lands. I need if I want to get the Handicraft plus 4 charm, I need all these Tempered Elder Dragon shit.
Wow.
So.
Good luck.
We'll get there, boys. We'll get there.
Good luck.
I got my Teostra Master Rank set. Not Teostra, Lunastra.
Oh, did you?
Dude, I did that before I stopped playing.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't recommend it. It's a very good support set.
But
holy fuck, Lunastra on Master Rank sucks. Oh my god.
Good to know.
It's terrible. I never want to face that thing again.
Oh, good. Good, good. Glad you're happy.
I'm not.
Okay.
So yeah, and that was that. And then I didn't talk about it yet. I've been watched a Netflix episode of a show on Netflix. There we go. Got around there.
All right.
Sorry, I'm ESL. My bad.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's called Followers. It is a Japanese drama.
Drama.
It follows modern day life. A high school girl named Natsumi. And a
Natsumi
career woman named Rimi.
Okay.
Or is her name Nada? I think it's Rimi. It takes place in modern day Tokyo, and it's all about, as you can probably guess from the title, social media. So Natsume is a young girl, up and comer. She's trying to make it in the acting scene, and she's like, I think she said she's 21 in the show.
Okay.
20 to 22, I forget the actual age.
Okay.
And she hasn't been able to get a role of a living person. She's usually playing like corpses on TV shows and stuff like that. And her manager says like, hey, you're kind of getting old for the acting game, you know, at 22. Remember, this is Japan.
Oof.
Right? You're kind of getting old, so you might want to, you know, pursue education.
Oh.
You know, so you can have a better place in life and stuff like that. And her and her friends kind of are at the bottom of the fame barrel, which is to say they're trying. but they have no success.
Yes.
The second one, Rimi, she is a older woman. She's a very famous photographer. Everyone wants to work with her. She's achieved everything she's wanted to in her career, but she's missing one thing in her life, and that's a family.
Familia.
And so now at 40, she's trying to have a baby before her clock runs out.
Oh.
Yeah. And she wants to make a family. And but like the thing is that she doesn't know how to turn off. Yeah. So in the episode, she had mentions like, I have a plan for how I'm going to balance my career and my family and my child. Is I'm going to boost my output to 200%. I'm going to have 100% into my job and 100% into my child.
What?
Yeah.
What?
It's that Japanese work ethic, my dude.
It just doesn't work like that.
Oh, I think that's where the drama will come from.
Okay.
But yeah, the first episode is like an hour opener. The reason I started watching it is because a Japanese singer I really like is in it, Komi Ai. She's part of a group called Wednesday Campanella. And she's in it.
Who is she?
She's one of Natsume's friends.
Okay.
Also trying to make it in the scene. She's an artist.
Of course.
And bruh, first episode, she's in lingerie making out with another girl. So, win-win for me. I don't know what to say there. Turned out aces.
Get there, I guess.
Yeah, got there. Turned out aces.
All right.
So yeah, it was. It's like that. It's that trash. It's that trash. Drama.
Mm.
That you, whenever you watch a show, and I'm like, ugh. Terrible. Mm. How could you sully yourself with that filth?
Oh, yes.
And now I'm there. Yes. And I'm like, ooh, the filth.
Tell me more about it.
I'm down to get dirty, baby.
Oh, my God.
It's so interesting because, like, the way they amp up the drama in this show is very obtuse and very obvious.
Okay.
So, basically, like, it's Natsume's last shot pretty much. Yeah. And she's auditioning. She got an audition for a chocolate commercial.
Okay.
And she's going to be like the spokesperson or whatever. Not the spokesperson, but the model for this chocolate bar in this commercial. And as she's there, she shows up in like an Uber Eats thing because she's doing her side job. And the guy immediately is just like, don't worry about it, okay? No one's even watching you. No one even cares that you're here. Like, he says that out loud to her face, right? And then she goes to do the thing in a bad mood.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, smile. Smile. What are you doing, you dummy? Smile. Like, you're Ooh. Supposed to. And then she's, like, doing whatever. The Rimi comes in and takes pictures of the Natsume, who's very sad.
Yeah.
And she's so pissed. She, like, takes a bite of the chocolate bar. She's crying. She, like, wipes the makeup from her eyes or whatever. It's a very intense picture, right? And yeah, unbeknownst to her, Rimi keeps that picture because she gets fired from the thing. The producer calls her a fucking idiot, like smacks her with a newspaper, like, who said you could eat the chocolate bar?
Yeah.
It's not part of the scene. Stuff like that, right? So turns out Rimi takes that picture, uploads it on her Instagram. It gets bajillions of likes.
Of course.
And then people find out who the girl in the picture is, and now Natsume is getting hella followers.
Wow.
And so I assume the story is going to be a, how do people handle with gaining fame? Does fame actually fix any of your problems, even if it is your career path?
Yes.
Oh, all of that, 100%.
Yes.
And stuff like that. So
I know this.
So it's very interesting.
Okay.
It's cool. But right. it is that trash drama. And I think if I didn't need like a break from video games or being inside, I wouldn't be watching this. But but whatever. I'm here. Now I'm here. I'm here and I got to deal with it.
Welcome.
Yeah. Welcome to the trash zone.
Please stay a while.
Oh, God. I'll stay for at least one series. Okay. We'll see how it goes. So, yeah, it's pretty cool. Again, I got to see Komi Ai or Wednesday Campanella, make out with another girl. So whatever.
Okay.
It's good stuff.
Yeah, that's pretty hot.
Bruh, let me tell you.
Yeah, why is it that cute girls making out with cute girls is hot?
Because it's, What was the thing I read on the internet once? It was
this ought to be good.
It was watching two girls make out is 100% heterosexual. Because if you watch a guy and a girl having sex, you're watching a guy having sex, which is 50% gay.
Oh god. Okay. You know what? Yeah, that checks out.
The math checks out. The numbers don't lie.
Okay.
You know how many dicks I see when I see two girls making out? Zero. So that means it's 100% heterosexual.
Fair enough. You know, I can't argue with that.
The numbers don't lie. The numbers are there. So stupid.
Great.
Yeah. And that's been my week.
All right. Yeah. Cool.
I watched some more of a Korean show called The Human Condition.
Yeah.
But that wasn't really noteworthy. The episode I watched was just okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. It was more focused on the fact that the people in it were very famous and they did it rather than the actual challenge being any good.
I see.
And I didn't know any of those people because they're all Korean celebrities. So.
Okay. Fair enough.
I don't know.
Fair enough, homie. All right, cool. And that's an episode.
That is an episode.
So hope you guys enjoyed it. Coronavirus continues.
Continue back for our coverage of the 2020 coronavirus. Yes. As we talk about not the coronavirus.
Yeah, I hope you guys are enjoying it out there. Don't get sick and don't die.
Yeah, please. Be safe.
Bye.